The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Tzadi Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat of Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihanu ben Adin Amen. For Asher Mamiki ben Jamie. And Aslahat ben Yamin. Mordechai. Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Tzadi Vav Amud Bet. We're at the bottom on the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Bishel mitahalat regel yibashel bo kol regel. V'achomim omrim azman akhira. Interesting halakha. Rabbi Tarfon says in the laws of Midika Ushtifa, which we learned, if you cook, let's say a hatat in a keli, so before the duration of the eating time expires, you have to make hag'alah on the keli, because you have a bili'ah, you have inside of it korban. Therefore the Torah says you have to purge the keli to get the korban outside of it. Hatar is eaten, let's say, for one day, so therefore right after that you have to make Mirikah Shtifa. However, on the Hag, on the holiday, on the Regel, you have the whole holiday. It sounds like from the Mishnah, you use the Keli on Sunday of the holiday, you don't have to make Mirikah Shtifa until after the Regel. We don't understand why. Why is the Regel any different? Well, that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Bishel, Mitchilat HaRegel, Yibashel Bo Kol HaRegel. And you could cook. You could cook in the keli the whole regel. V'chemim morim ad zman achila. V'chemim say no, until the zman achila, like a regular, like the regular law. Next halakha, merika ushtifa, those are the two laws. Merika kemerikat akos, ushtifat kishtifat akos. Which means, merika and shtifa that we said, is like the kos. And what I'll explain is like kos shel beracha. Before you make Birkat HaMazon, you have a kos beracha. The halacha says that you clean it from inside and you rinse it as well from the outside. The v'mirika u'shtifa is k'mirikat HaKos u'shtifat HaKos k'shtifat HaKos. Meaning you need inside rinsing and outside as well. The Gemara explains, Mishnah explains, mirika u'shtifa besonin. Quite a Mishnah, when it says in the Torah mirika u'shtifa, it means with cold. Of course, you don't have to tell me the hot. According to this opinion, the hot is obvious. How are you going to get something out of a can? Through haga'ala. The Torah doesn't have to tell you the haga'ala part of it. The medika shtifa means after the haga'ala, you need to do a rinse of cold on the inside and on the outside. That's the opinion of the Mishnah. Medika shtifa is on it. Hashifud vaskela magailan vechamin. Shifud v'askela, shifud like a spit or a skewer. And askela, she says, gardeli. Askela is like a grill. Solina alav, that you use it for roasting. How do you purge it? Through hag'ala, which is a hadush. Even though you use it through roasting, the hadush is to kosher it. You don't have to, normally when you roast it, you have to put it through the fire to kosher it. Here it's saying the Mishnah, no. To kosher these kelim, it's enough just to put it in the hag'ala b'hamim. Gemara, Maitamad Rabbi Tarfon. What's the reason of Rabbi Tarfon? How can Rabbi Tarfon say that when it comes on the regel, you're allowed to use the keli without merika u'shtifa, the whole regel? Amar kera ufanita b'boker. It says you'll get up in the morning and you'll go home. Now what is that talking about? After the holiday. הכתוב עשהו לכולן בוקר אחד. Sounds like that the Torah made the whole holiday into one day. If it says, ufanita b'boker, the next morning you'll get up and you go home. Next morning is after the holiday, a week later. But the Torah calls it boker. Sounds like the next morning. So the Torah considers the whole holiday one day. The Gemara says, that's so. But kifla, rab achda bavi, bar ameh, v'chi en pigul b'regel, v'en rotam b'regel. That's so, it's one day. You tell me there's no law of pigul on the regel, that if a kohen slaughters the animal, and when he's making the shaitei as kavanah, to eat it 3 days later. There's no law of pigul, because you tell me the whole regel is one day. Or there's no law of notar. If you slaughter the animal, you don't put it on the mizbeach by a certain time. There's no law of notar. Why are you taking this pasuk over here? Pasuk calls the whole regel one day. So there's no pigul, and that's not so. We know there's pigul on the holiday. We know there's notar on the holiday. And if you're going to tell me, yeah, there's no pigul on the holiday. There's no notar on the holiday. V'atanya, Rabbi Yitan Omer, Lo Amar Rabbi Tafon Ela Zu Belvad. Rabbi Yitan only said his law by Merika Ushtifa. He didn't say his law by Pigul. He didn't say his law by Notar. So then you can't tell me that the Pshar is that the whole holiday is considered one day. Because if the whole holiday was considered like one day, so there should be no law of Notar, there should be no law of Pigul either. And we know there is a law of Pigul, there is a law of Notar. So what's the reason why there's no Merika Ushtifa then? Don't tell me because Asad Kikiyom Ehad. Because if that was the case, other laws should apply as well. The Gemara says, "Ela Kedra Nachman, Amar Rabba Barabu, Amar Rabba Amar Rabba Barabu, Hayom Hayom Nasan Geala Geul Ahaviru." Every day becomes a purging for his friend. Because on the holiday, you're cooking so much korbanot, you're bringing so much korbanot, so you'll never have a problem. Because what's going to happen? You brought a shalamim today. So what are you worried? You have 2 days now and one night. Right? You have a night and then two days. I mean, the day, the night, and the following day. So what am I worried about? In the interim, since there's so many korbanot, I'm going to bring another shalamim. So the new shalamim is going to go and it extended me another 2 days. And then I bring another shalamim and put it in the pot. It extends me some more days. So since I'm making hag'alah through the new stuff, then when the new stuff comes out into the old, the old stuff comes out into the new stuff, it's batel in the new stuff, because we have rov, into the rov is the new stuff, and then I'll bring a hatat, let's say. So when I bring a hatat, have to be concerned. So I bring a hatat on Monday, so Monday at 2 o'clock, so it already expires in the morning. Oh, so I'll make sure that on the day that I bring a hatat, I'll make sure to bring a shalamim that day as well, in order to extend the hatat item into the shiramim to get me 2 more days. So for each day is magil havero. Every time I put new stuff into the pot, into the keli, it purges what's inside, and even though it gets bolaya inside. But so on. Now it's considered new kurban because the rov is new kurban. And therefore, you don't have to do to the end. Because since there's such an abundance of kurban, you're able to purge each day against itself. Okay. Achamim say Adzman Akhila. Until this man of Akhila. What does that mean? My Ka'amar, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Barbar Abu, Babtin La Adzman Akhila, Vadar Avid La Mirika Ushtifa. Okay. When you wait until Sofzman Akhila, you wait until the time of the Akhila expires, and then you make Mirika Ushtifa. Like we said, you follow the regular law. Says the chayuv shel merika u'shtifa hal miyad kishem misayim zman etir achilat ha-korban. Once it becomes notar, you wait till it becomes notar and then you get rid of it. You don't get rid of it before, you wait till it becomes notar, now you don't want to eat it because it's asur, so you have to make a haga'ala ad zman achila, meaning ad sof zman achila. Mina nemile, how do we know this? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Shuva Abba Yosef ben Abba keti u'morak ושותף, וכתיב כל זכה בכהנים יאכל. הכיצד? במתין לה עד זמן אכילה, והדר עביד למריקה ושטיפה. פסוק back to back to each other. So the כהנים eat it, and you make מריקה ושטיפה. As long as the כהנים eating it, you don't make מריקה ושטיפה. Once the eating finishes, then you make מריקה ושטיפה. You want to make a הקש ונתו פסוקים. מריקה כמריקת הכוס. שטיפה כשטיפת הכוס. תראו לבנן. מריקה ושטיפה בסונן. דברי רבי. Right? Amishnah. Merika u'shtifa is besonen. You don't have to tell me the hagala pot. The hagala pot is pashut. The hadush of the Torah, you need a merika u'shtifa. Rachamim amurim, merika b'hamin u'shtifa besonen. No. Merika is hot and u'shtifa is cold. Maitamad Rabbanan. What's the reason for the rabbis? Let's say merika is mayim chamim. Meidi dahava agi'ulei ovde kochavim. Like a regular case, ki'ulei ovde kochavim, kedei medyan. That they had the kelim, they had the, they cooked in the pots not kosher. What did the Torah say to do with it? Kosher it b'chamin. So therefore, the merika is a regular law, hagala, but without water, it was bolaya inside. So they will do the regular law, merika b'chamin. Rabbi Amalecha, hagala lo kamina. I don't have to tell you hagala, which means when it said merika u'shtifa b'tzonen, hagala lo kamina. Hagala is the shoot you have to do. So now there's a tale to make agala. Ki kamina l'mdika u'shtifa l'batar agala. I'm talking about the merika u'shtifa that comes after the agala. Just don't think that when the bee said merika u'shtifa b'tzonen, it means just sonen. No, merika agala lo kamina l'agala. Of course, goes without saying, you're going to kosher it. I'm just telling you that after the merika, after the agala, you need to do cold. Rabbanan. Oh, so the rabbis hold, you only do one cold. One hot, one cold. And the bee says, one hot, two colds. Because it says, merika u'shtifa. So why did the rabbis agree to that? So it's Rabbanan, if ken k'tov kera, o umorak umorak, o v'shutaf v'shutaf. Mai umorak v'shutaf, shua minah, merika v'hamin u'shtifa v'sonin. If you are right, Rabbi, why does it say two different words for cold? Morak v'shutaf. It should say, umorak umorak, o shutaf v'shutaf. If both of them are cold, according to us, we say one of them is hot, one of them is cold. Umorak is hot, shutaf is cold. But according to you, both of them are cold. Why is used two different terminologies? So B answers. Let it be. Ikiti morak morak ramina terizim ne morak. I would have said that it's the same place. If it just says, if it says the same word, I would think you do it in the same place. Oh, terizim ne shutaf. The kachiti morak v'shutaf lomar lecha merika k'merika takos u'shtifa. Kishtifat akos. There is a medikat inside and shtifat bachus. Therefore, it's like a medikat akos. That one is in, one is out. That's why the Torah used two different terminologies. That's it. Rinse it out. Like you rinse out the kidney for kos beracha. Like we make yayin for medikat amazon. We take the cup, we rinse out the inside, we clean the outside. That's it. Okay. Bishim bo kadashim v'chodim. Okay. Now we get into some of the cases. Let's say you cooked in the pot for the Beit HaMikdash, Kadashim v'Cholim, together. Or Kodshe Kodashim v'Kadashim Kalim. Or let's say, Kodshe Kodashim, let's say, Korban Chatat, and Kadashim Kalim, let's say, Korban Shlamim. Yesh b'hem benoten ta'am. If let's say, the Kadashim gave flavor into the Cholim. That means you cooked Cholim, you cooked the Kadashim in the pot. And now you're taking regular foods. And you're cooking it in the pot. Now, a non-Kohen cannot eat Kadashim. After you cook the Hatat and then you cook Cholim foods, you cook regular rice in there. So if the rice has a flavor of Korban, so you have to treat it like Korban, not as rice. You'll have to treat it with all the stringencies of Korban. Or let's say, you put Kadashim, you put Hatat in there, and after you put Hatat in there, you cook Shilamim in there. If there's Ta'am of the Hatat in the Shilamim, so then you have to treat it like the stringency of a chatat, which is less time eating it and only eaten by the Kohanim, not eaten by non-Kohanim. So you're gonna, when you have a mixture and the ta'am of the more strict one that goes into the more lenient one, you have to treat it like the laws of the strict one. Read it inside. Bishel kadashim v'chodim o kodshe kadashim v'kadashim kalim. Im yesh ben benoten ta'am, which means if there's a shi'ud that would give it ta'am, so then the deen is hara kalim ne'echalim kahamorim shebehem. So the kalim, the lighter one, is eaten with the laws of the strict one. Now the shalamim can be eaten for 2 days. You can only eat the shalamim for 1 day. You can only eat it in the azara. You can only eat it by kohanim. Or the cholim case, you can only eat by kohanim. Now you cannot eat it with zarim, because the cholim has a flavor of the kadashim. The regular law, you cooked it in the isur pot, so it takes on the stringencies of the isur. Continue. Ve'enam te'onim merika u'shtifa. Interesting. You don't need to do merika u'shtifa. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. When you purge the keli, you only have to purge the keli after the lenient one, which seemingly is a contradiction. When it comes to purging the keli, you go according to the shlamim after 2 days. When Chavarat is going with all the stringencies, you should have to purge the keli after the more stringent one. Gemara will discuss that. Venam poslim b'maga. What does that mean? If let's say another machal touched it, enu ne'esar al yedei maga'a zeh. What does that mean? Im nifsilu ha-kalim, let's say the kalim, the shlamim in this case, ve'raga behem basar u'ba'la mehen en nifsal, ha'inu sha'kalim nifsilu al yedei b'li'atan men ha-hamurim sh'nitbashlu mahem kon sh'ayu ha-hamurim pesudim. בכל זאת אינם פוסלים בשר אחר שנגע בהם. Okay, which means the חמורים inside the pot were פסול. You cook the שלמים inside the pot, the חמורים are not going to make the קלים טמא, that if they touch something else it'll be מטמאת. The חמורים are פסול. You're in the walls of the pot. When you stick the shilamim in there, the shilamim will not become tameh, that if another piece of meat touches these shilamim, then it will become tameh. They're not posim b'nigiyatam. Him poslim b'maga. We'll see that in the Gemara. Last case. Rakik shenakap rakik. Paticha v'haticha. Lo kol rakikim v'lo kol hatikot asurin. Enu asuri elu b'kom shebala. Two wafers that they used to make in the menha touch each other. Or two pieces of meat touch each other, different korbanot, hatat and shilamim or something like that, or chulin and korban, or akik shel chulin and akik shel mincha touch each other. Now this is not cooked with each other, it's touching each other like this, side by side. So nehat. So the law is, we're not going to say that the isur goes into the heter the whole way through, because all this was in a giyah. So the law is going to be, you only have to cut the shi'ur of a kedeh netilah. You need to cut a little piece where it touched. The whole thing doesn't become asur. When you're cooking springs the whole isur inside the whole piece. Mashiach, when it's touching each other, when it's hot, so you only need to cut the, so the rakik of minha, touch the regular wafer of chulin, like this. So what do you do? On the chulin, you just have to cut a little piece off. That's okay. Or basar of korban with the part that it touched, the surface where it touched, kind of kedinitila, like a little thickness of an inch or whatever it is, and that's it. Okay, now Gemara begins. Maika Amar. Okay, what's the question, Maika Amar? You told me when I take chulin and I take kadashim and I cook it in the same pot. I cooked korban first, then I cooked chulin. If the chulin tastes like korban, I gotta treat it like korban. Right? If it tastes like korban, it has ta'am in it. So I have to treat it like the stringency of korban. But the Mishnah said that merika u'shtifa can be done, that's not in the case of chulin, but give me the case of two korbanot. I was hatat in the pot, and I put shilamim there after. I cooked shilamim in there. Oh, so I have to treat it now like hatat stuff. Hatat only in bari kohanim, in the azara. But merika u'shtifa like the shalamim. What do you mean? If you're treating like hatat, just make the merika u'shtifa earlier. So you want to say, come off. Yeah? My answer is, how can you come off? Im yesh bahem benoten ta'am, if it gives it flavor, aliyah kalin, nechalin, kahamurin, utonin, merika u'shtifa, uposlim b'maga. There's words missing in the Mishnah. That inechen ameh. That if it gives ta'am, it has all the stringencies. Even medika u'shtifa. En bahem benoten ta'am. En akalin ne'echarin kahamurin. Ve'en te'onin medika u'shtifa. Ve'en poslim b'maga. So therefore, the law was only said when there's no ta'am. But in the kameh, if there's ta'am, then the law is going to be, you have to take the stringencies and make medika u'shtifa earlier. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We still don't understand it. Nei de koche kodashim lo ba'u. Kadashim kalim de ba'e. Which means, it sounds like, em ba'em benoten ta'am, ve'en te'onin medika ushtifa. En te'onin. They should need medika ushtifa, at least according to the lenient one. Mashma, when it was mixed up, and there's no ta'am, meaning the basar shlem doesn't taste like a hatat, you don't need medika ushtifa at all. Chora, you should need medika ushtifa according to shalamim. Right, like the kal. But it doesn't say that in the minute of the statement. It says, eh, and right? So what I says, Amar Abaye, my en te'onin the kamar, koche kadashim. Kadashim kalim te'onin. It means you don't need medikavshim like koche kadashim. But you need like kadashim kalim. You need like a shalamim. That's a different interpretation. Ava Amar, Hamani, Rabbi Shimoni, Damar kadashim kalim en te'onin medikavshim. Good. Remember we learned Rabbi Shimon Shita? Rabbi Shimon said you don't need medikav shtifa bechlal by kadashim kalim. So therefore, if it doesn't have a ta'am, then it has the law of kadashim kalim. Kadashim kalim is not medikav shtifa called Rabbi Shimon bechlal. You don't have to say, and medikav shtifa like kadashim, but for kadashim kalim, yeah. No, for nothing. Because once it's kadashim kalim, once it's kadashim kalim, Rabbi Shimon said you don't need medikav shtifa bechadashim kalim. And it gets the katu. No, it's batel. Batel. No, the hatat, there's no ta'am, it's batel in the shlamim. The hatat was in the walls. You cooked the basar shlamim in there. If there's no ta'am, that means that the hatat is batel in the shlamim. So therefore, it has a din of shlamim. Oh, we'll have a nikah shtifa. Rabbi Shimon, the shlamim, shlamim is tzadik with nikah shtifa. The Gemara says, "Bishlama al Rava, haynu diktani o kodshei kodashim kodashim kalim." El Rabbaye tarti lamane. Good question. The Gemara says, according to the B Shimon, I understand the Mishnah. Mishnah gave me two cases. Hulin, that I cooked in a korban pot. That's one case. And then Kodshe Kodashim pot, that I cooked Kodashim Kalim. Now I understand why I have two cases. The Hadush in the second case is that if there's no ta'am, there's no din of Medika Ushtifa at all. Od pa'am. In the Hulin case, Hulin that takes the din of a korban. Correct? I have Kadashim Kalim, let's say. Right? In the first case. Kadashim Kalim, I cooked in a pot. And then I cooked Cholim. So if there's Ta'am, what's the deen? I need to make Kadashim Kalim. I have to make Medikav Shtifa after 2 days, whatever it is. But the Hadush in the Mishnah is, what's the second case? I cooked Kadashim Pat. That's, and I cooked Kadashim Kalim in that pot. The Hadush is going to be in that case. That if I don't have ta'am, I don't have to make mini kaushtifa at all. I understand why that, what the chadush in the second case is. It's the same principles as the first case. What do you need the second case for? What do we need the case of cholin that you cooked in a korban pot, and then shilamin that you cooked in a hatat pot? It's the same principles. No, the second case is teaching you chadush koit rabba. That's called koit rabbi shimon. That if it has a din of a shilamin, you don't need mini kaushtifa at all. However, according to Abaye, this is you need a medikav shtifa. What are your cases for? Which is the first case is tells you all the laws. Cholin that you cooked in a korban pot. What's the law? If it has ta'am, as it is a korban, you need to eat it like korban, kohanim. I need medikav shtifa after 2 days. So what's the second case teaching you? Shlamin that you cooked in a hatat pot. Same principles. So Gemara says, "Tiriche, the itana kadashim mecholin." Because we just want to say the first case, haramina cholin hu demebatle. Kadashim de la binayu. Aval koche kadashim kalim emalo. If it would have just said the case of cholin, cholin and korbanot are different species in the sense that one is cholin and one is kadashim. I would have said that maybe that cholin has the ability to mevatel the kadashim because it's different species. But maybe two korbanot items, maybe I'll say that since they're the same items, that the kadashim kalim is not mevatel the hatat item, and therefore, no matter what, it always has a din of a hatat. Maybe only different items are able to mevatel each other, but same items, kadashim and kadashim. No, ואיתנה קודשי קודש וקדשים קלים, הרי מן הקדשים הוא דעלים על בטול הקדשים. מה לא? אז זה לא דבר, if only told me the Korban case, I would say, oh, קדשים כן מבטל קדשים, because it's powerful, like את הקדשים, אבל חולים מביקרם מבטל קדשים. כמה שעוד פרס קדשים, אחד חולים כמי מבטל קדשים. Both cases we say ביטול. If we would have said one, I would have thought only in that case you make ביטול, but not in the other case. That's what I have to say both, to tell me that in both cases indeed, we can say that there is a ביטול of the יחודי, כמבטל the קדשים, and the קדשים כמבטל the קדשים as well. I mean, if you have a rov of one of them, therefore it takes on the din of the one that is in the pot. If it would have said one case, I would have said only in this case, but in the other case, no. That's why I said the other case. If it would have said one case the other way, I was only in that case, but not the other case. Whatever one case it would have said, I would have said that's the only case that applies. If it would have said Chodin only, I would have said, Chodin, because it's different. Chodin can mevatel Kodashim. But Kodashim to Kodashim, which is the same item, cannot mevatel each other. Good, that's it. If only said the second case, without the first case, I would have said, Kodashim is powerful, can be mevatel Kodashim. But Chodin cannot mevatel Kodashim. Okay, both cases are necessary. Rakik, Shenakam Rakik. Okay, two wafers touched each other. So what do we say? You just got to cut a little piece off where it touched. The Rabbanan, Kol Asher Yiga, says wherever by Korban Hatat, wherever the Korban Hatat touched, Yigdash. What does that mean? Sounds like any food that touches a Hatat becomes a Kodesh. The Rabbanan says, Yachol Afilu Shelo Bala, which means Tamud Lamar Bibsara. Which means, even if it wasn't Bolaya, but it sounds like you have a piece of meat, it touched the Hatat, Yikdash. If you do Bala, just time, it becomes what? Touching it? What? No. Tamula Bibsara. Bibsara's got to go in the Basar. Only when it touches and it causes it to go in. Bibsara goes inside of it. Which means it was hot. Achi Bala Bibsara. The Gemara says, until it gets absorbed, in the basar, Yachon nagam b'meksat chaticha, yeh kulo pasul. Also, you tell me that it was nogam b'meksat. Pot was touched. You're going to tell me if pot was touched, you have to do the whole piece of meat becomes a suit? Tamud omar yiga, hanogay ha pasul. Only the pot that touched, ha ketzad, hotech, b'kom shebala, you cut the spot that was touching. Like we learned. Again, you have two pieces of meat. One, they're both hot. One's hatat, one's a regular piece of meat. It was touching side by side. So it's boleya. How much is the boleya? That's it. You have to cut the part that's part of it. The rest of the piece of meat is okay. Now, Gemara continues. Bibsara. Only when it touches the basar. Velo begidin. Not on the veins. The veins themselves do not have ta'am. The veins are like a rock. The veins do not have ta'am of isur. There's no flavor in gidin, in the sinew, we'll call it. V'lo ba'atzamot, for that matter, bones. Bones of hatat that touch a piece of meat. Bones do not emit. Bones are the dry bones. V'lo be'kanayim. Kanayim is the horns. V'lo be'telafayim, not in the hooves. Good. Yikdash, says Yikdash. Yot kamoha. It becomes like it. הקצת, אם פסולה היא תפסל, ואם כשרה היא תאכל כחמור שבא. Good. If it's פסול, then it's just meat because פסול as well. If it's כשר, קורבן, you treat it like קורבן now. כהנים, עזרה, whatever the laws of קורבן. It takes on that piece of meat.
The stricter one.
Right, the stricter one. Yeah, like we learned, it takes on the strict, that piece of meat over there, that touched. But you cut the piece of meat over, what do you do with that piece of meat now? You treat it like the strict item when it touched. Right? So Gemara has a question. Interesting question. Why? Veniti aseh with his fate, lot aseh. Oh, we have a rule. Aseh pushes away a lot aseh. Aseh have one over here. Nashi. Veniti aseh, devachlu otam, bekeshera. ולתחילות תעשה ולא תוכל לפסולה. What is this talking about over here? You told me you have a piece of meat. have, let's say, basar kadashim, I have shilamim, let's say. Or, let's say even that. I have chatat and chatat. One's chatat besula, one's chatat kishira. Okay? They touched each other. So what do I say? Oh, I can't eat this piece of meat now because it was bolaya. The chatat went into chatat besula went into the other piece. It was basul. And therefore, this is, becomes basul. So he was, why can't you eat it? Let the positive commandment come against the negative commandment. What's the positive commandment? This is mitzvah to eat kadashim. Mitzvah le'echol et basar korbanot. This is v'achiru otam. What's the lo ta'ase? Yes, tamei latze. It's basul. Od pa'am. Yikdash. Says, le'yot kamoha. Ha'ket in pesulahi. If the hatatus basul, to pasel. ואם כשראית אכל כחמור שבה, זה שאם החתיכה שבלעה מן החטאת היא מן קורבן אחר, כגון שלמים, נמצא שיש פה בתוכה עכשיו שני מיני קורבן, בליעה מן החטאת וגוף העתיכה, ששתם מסמיך לחמים ואכילתה כחמור שתי קורבנות. Okay, we said that. Because it's amai. Why are you telling me that what? That if it's bolaya from the חטאת פסולה, it becomes אסור because of the איסור שבו, there's a מצווה תאית קדשים. מצווה תעשה תאית קדשים. This is kadashim. This is shilamim. Is it mitzvah to eat shilamim? Yes. There's a lot ta'aseh that says you can't eat shilamim that are pasul. So I have a'aseh duha lot ta'aseh. Simultaneously, there's a mitzvah ta'aseh to eat the shilamim because it's basar kodesh. I have a lot ta'aseh, don't eat basar that is pasul. Why don't you always say that? It's always another question we're asking. Why don't you always say that basar becomes pasul? You can eat it.
Maybe not. Maybe because the whatever the balua is the asur. So the not the meat itself is asur. The meat itself is
the balua.
The balua that's asur. So when I'm eating the meat, I'm eating the male. I'm eating the isur. So that's a ase duchem
melotase. When you're eating this,
otherwise you have nothing. Every time the meat goes pasul, you say, oh, it's
what. That's what it sounds like. No, that's not the question.
No, I don't know what the question. I'm just saying I'd rather go that way and say that. No, I'm talking about
that. Rather go that way. What is the way?
I'm just saying.
מזבח לאכול בשר הקורבנות שנאמר ואכלו אותם כנשים שנפסלו יש מזבח לא תעשה שלא לאוכלם ואי לבשר השני גם בקודם לא יאכל שכל שכות בשום מהקדום יתן לו תעשה לאכילתו. אוקיי, קנטניו כנשים פסולים אין מזבח אחרי כנשים נוהגת בהם ועד רבה הרם אסולים אבל חתיכת שבלמחת בסולה עיקר בשר הוא כשר בפד עצמו. Oh, he's not like you. And if she is not a kaima, why can't you cut it off? Because she is not a kaima to ask him, but he's not a kaima to ask him. That's it. I guess you're not cutting it off.
Why do you have
I'm just saying, don't cut it off.
Don't cut it off.
Leave it on.
Leave it on. Say
and eat it. Eat it. Why? I'm doing the asev eating the korban. And this piece of meat that's pasul over there, asev duchay. You understand what I'm saying to do? The whole meat is kasher, be'etzel. It's just this little piece over here, kapasul, because it touched the hatat, pesula. So what? We say, oh, cut it off. Then why were you then? The dash, get rid of it. Why get rid of it? Eat the whole piece. When I'm eating the piece, I'm mekayeming mitzvah ta'aseh. I'm chewing the piece. It's every second of mitzvah ta'aseh, yeah? But you don't ta'aseh this piece. Ta'aseh, do I not ta'aseh? Eat the whole piece. So Gemara says, no good. Amar ava'en, ta'aseh, do I not ta'aseh, shemekdash. Amazing, Hadush. You heard that rule? That we were accustomed with all our lives, Aseh Duhay Lo Ta'aseh, not by Korbanot. Okay, rule.
If this meat now is a Hatat.
No, it's both a Hatat, let's say. But this was Hatat Pesula. Hatat Pesula touched this. So part of it you can't eat, but part of it you can eat. So eat the whole thing. Aseh Duhay Lo Ta'aseh, enomim b'mikdash. Doesn't mean b'mikdash necessarily, it means b'korbanot. How do we know? Look at the Torah. V'a'etzim Shneimar. V'a'etzim lo tashberu bo. What does that mean? You can't cut the Korban Pesach. You can't break a bone from Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon ben Rashi omer, Echad ha'etzim sheyesh bo mawach, V'echad ha'etzim sheyesh bo mawach. Whether it's a bone that has marrow in it, whether it's a bone that doesn't have marrow in it, you can't break it. Why? Amai. Niti ha'aseh v'lethalot ta'aseh. We have mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach. So let the mitzvah ta'aseh to eat the meat. Go against the Isura breaking a bone. Marrow I could eat.
Elash, in asid rochelu tashish b'mikdash. Korbanot, you don't say that. That's the first answer. The rule.
Yeah, but
what's our look?
You're breaking the bone to eat it. That's not. I said the.
Oh, has to be at the same time.
Time, no, is that what we say?
It has to be at the same time.
And we say the tzara'at on the thing to cut off because the thing at the same time. Right?
I hear you. First of all, what's the reason? Let's go slow. Let's go one step at a time. What's the reason for this? Why? I guess because chumrat the mikdash. By the way, that's the reason they say that. יש אומרים שטעם הדבר הזה שלא תעשו של מקדש החמור שלא תעשו של מקדש המוס שווינג'ט אין לי לעזור קורבן אבל אני אעשה כנע פשוט את הבונות הזה אוקיי, that's one interpretation Tosfot asked the question that was asked just now. Normally we say Aseh Dohei Lo Taaseh at the same time. Like in the other case we said, you're eating the meat, at the time you're eating the meat, you're eating the other meat, Aseh Dohei Lo Taaseh. Here you're breaking the bone first, then you're eating the marrow. Aseh Dohei Lo Taaseh is only when it's happening simultaneously. No, that's the first question. Yes, we've seen. Shekivan sheyefshar lechol tamor b'li tzvor ta'etzim is considered chelek from the mitzvah.
Yeah,
which means, since you can't eat the marrow without breaking it, that's considered part of the eating. How do I eat? That's what I eat. How do I eat marrow? I break the bone and eat it. That's considered, that's part of the eating. The whole thing is considered eating. Okay, nice answer. Okay, anyway, Ravashi gives a different answer. We'll end over here. What's the last answer? Ravashi Amar Yigdash Asehu. Ben Asehu Hailo Taseh Baseh. Rav Asher found another mitzvah aseh to eat basar kodesh. We have two aseh that says you have to. It says yikdash that the basar becomes kadosh because pasul. So I have a lot aseh don't eat pasul meat, and I have an aseh that says if the pasul meat touch the regular meat, it becomes kadosh, becomes pasul as well. So I have an aseh. And a lot taseh, and I have against it an aseh to eat kosher to eat korban meat. Aseh dochei lo taseh. However, en aseh dochei lo taseh ve'aseh. Od pam. When it comes to pasul meat, is an aseh and a lot taseh. Don't eat it, and then yes, pasul. It does become pasul. So therefore, if I eat pasul meat, I'm over an aseh, and I'm over a lot taseh. Against it, I have an aseh to eat. Aseh dochei lo taseh. But in al haseh du halot haseh the haseh. No, that's Ravashi's answer. Okay, now go back just to one Rashi that I want to read with you that I think is important over here. Oh. So look at the case we said over here. I explained you the case over here. Now this is a very important Rashi actually. Two pieces of meat we said touched each other, right? So we said it takes on the chumrah of whatever the strict one was. So then look at where Rashi learned the case. Rashi learned the case Achi Yibla, that when Hatat touches meat, it doesn't become pasul. It's cold and touches meat. It doesn't become kadosh. It's gotta be bolaya, right? So look at Rashi, how we learned the case. Top Rashi on the Amud Bin. Hamatech shuman hatat v'sach memenu slish shelamim. What you did is you basted a shelamim with the fat of a hatat. You took the fat of a hatat, like oil, and you smeared the shelamim. Oh, now that smearing goes inside. So not two pieces of meat necessarily touching each other. Rashi, even smearing. No, that's the case he learns it.
That is the case.
Okay, that is the case he makes. The Gemara doesn't smearing. The sheet tells me, "Kegon hameutach shuman hata v'sach b'menu slisha shelamin." The sli is hot. This is roasted, boiling hot. I take the hatat, I put it in there. Now what? The hatat goes into the shelamin.
That is the case
according to the sheet. Okay, I'm going to tell you why it said that. It could be the case of two meats touching, but the sheet doesn't say that case. The sheet says it's talking about a case. That would be bolei if it was two pieces of meat as well, if it was hot. But the point, yeah, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that she's saying the case. You can't learn the case of two pieces of meat. I have nothing changes what I said. I'm just telling you, Hadush, that as she chooses to say the case, is talking about where it's a piece of meat with the shomer and shuman of a hatat that you basted it, and if it's hot, it's going to go in. Why is she saying this? What's his Hadush on this? He says, Umikan anu lemedim. Heter mistaref leisur bekadashim ve'en delmod mikan ta'am ki'ikar she'en ze ta'am ela mamash. There's a big question throughout the halakha of Yorei De'ah. Is ta'am asur min ha-Torah or not? When I cook in a pot, what comes out of the pot? What was there? But that's not mamashut. It's not. You don't see a piece of meat coming out of the pot. Ta'am comes out of the pot. There's a big machloket on the Rishonim. Is ta'am asur min ha-Torah or is asur min rabbanan? Could be when the Torah was osir. It was osir mamash, the meat. The ta'am of the meat that's in the pot could be without osir. It's a big machloket. That she is of the opinion that says the Torah was not osir ta'am. Ta'am is not, ta'am ki'ikar is the Rabbanan. Oh, so that she just points out. He says, now don't tell me that, I told you the case is talking about shuman that goes into the piece of meat. That's saying that it's asur. Shuman is mamash. The fat is not considered ta'am. Even though it goes in, the piece of meat is the same size, basically. So it's like a ta'am that it has of the shuman. But since it's mamashut, therefore you have no raya, ta'am ki ka zo raita v'misof, because the Torah says yikdash. Torah is saying it's asur. You have a raya. No raya. It is mamashut. Understand? Somebody might come along and bring this skimmer against Sashi. Oh, she ta'am went into the piece of meat. And she said, that's a kotam. Yeah, he's clarifying his opinion. He said, this is mamashut. This is actual shuman. Oh, but what it is, there is a hadush in this spot. The reason why I picked the case of shuman is not to tell you ta'am ki ikar. Really, this is not ta'am. This is mamashut. But it's coming to tell you the hadush of etem is tarif li'isur. That what? That etem mistaref li'isur. Yomi Hayab, let's say, if you ate a kezayit, let's say, shoot of achilaz a kezayit. So let's say now you have a ta'am over here. Ta'am goes inside. So we said now the ta'am is going to say the shlamim, let's say, because you put the hatat in there. So when I eat, let's say, a kezayit of the shlamim, it tastes like hatat. That I can mistaref the isur to get me to the shiur of kezayit. If I ate, three quarters of a kezayit of heter, of the shlamim, and there's one quarter of the isur in there, so the isur is mistaref to the heter to make the shiur of a kezayit to be hayav, which is a different thing. Isur mistaref to heter is a separate thing, and that's the hadush of this case why we picked the case of shomer. Let me read that inside you over here. He says like this: Ela chidush shepasuk sheetem misteref tisur hayu shimachal zal kezayim mina basar atzush shelamim shemalom oshem al hatat. Okay, what happened? Azar ate a kezayit of the shelamim that has in this the hatat item. Velo ayah b'shuman shiur kezayit. Shuman is not b'shiur of kezayit. Ela b'siruf shelamim. He says, "Ha'eter mitzaref leisur. The eter is going to mitzaref to the isur, and now kimi shaka kezayit shel isur shmehayev aleha. That's ta'am. Technically, what did you eat? I'm a zar. I can only eat shlamim. I cannot eat hatat. So what did I eat? I ate nothing to shuman. It tastes like the shuman and the hatat. But basically, if you ask me what I ate, 99%." Shilamim, which is legal, and a little shuman that gave it a ta'am, so what? I didn't need the kezayit of hatat.
That's mistaref to the isur to make it like you ate the kazayit of isur. That's what do. That's called an akila. Then you have to be shak kazayit shel isur. Shemehayev alav. That's a big chadush. That's a big chadush. We only say that by korbanot. We don't say that by cholin. That's a big item. You tell me when I eat something that tastes like isur, but I didn't eat kazayit of the isur. It has a ta'am of the isur, even though you don't want to say it's ta'am, you want to say it's mamash. But if you break it down in the laboratory, I ate 99% chodin and 1% isur. Even though that isur might have gave it a ta'am or mamashut even. Because she ain't by korbanu or mahmira, she says. The hadush of the pasuk is that the shomen goes into the hatat. The hatat shomen goes into the shilamim, and I eat a kezayit of the shilamim. It's like you ate a kezayit of hatat. Then we're going to be chayav. So she has a lot of principles. Two principles you're learning over here. The first principle is that shomen is considered mamashut. So that she's consistent in the shita, doesn't have a problem with this. And by korbanot, we say ta'am. We say the heter is mistaref to isur, to make the isur a kezayit. And the third principle we learned by korbanot is, you don't say the rule of aseh, do chay lo ta'aseh. Because korbanot are strict.